Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the second day of a brand new month, the month of Sivan, 46th day of the Omer. And in Israel, where it is nearly Yom Shlishi, the third day in the month of Sivan, we're kind of in an in-between time right now. It's already past Shkia, but a few more minutes until Seif, where it will be officially the third day of Sivan in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim and all of those standing on the front lines protecting our people. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. And may the Redeemer come to Tzion. May this be his will. V'nomar. Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dr. Hal Levy of Yeshiva Har Torah in Queens, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Levy's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Following Tehillim, we will recite Achenu, both in Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach for our incredible Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach V'cholim, during which Rabbi Levy will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And as always, I want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her coordination behind the scenes in setting up today's call, as well as all of our calls, and a special connection to today's speaker, because our wonderful producer extraordinaire, Rebecca Levy, is the wife of Rabbi Dr. Hal Levy, who we are so excited to have on the program today. Known Levy's for a very, very long time, both very, very close friends of ours who used to live here in Boca, who we miss very, very much, but they are doing incredible work on behalf of the Jewish people in New York and around the world. And if you had told me over 20 years ago that I would be hosting Rabbi Levy on a Tehillim call, I would have said you're crazy. So with that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Levy.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. It's really an honor to be here. As Rabbi Herman said, I've had the privilege of knowing and learning from Rabbi Herman for upwards of 20 years. I might even call him a Rebbe of mine. And of course, thank you to my wife, Rebecca, for organizing this tremendous call, which really allows Klal Yisrael to come together and daven for those who need our tefillot. In this week's Parsha, we started actually last week with the census, with the counting of Bnei Yisrael, which continues again this week with counting the descendants of Gershon and Merari. And what's interesting is that the Torah uses, you might think when the Torah talks about counting, it uses the, we might use the words lispor or limnot or lifkod, other words that are commonly used for counting. However, in both instances, in last week's Parsha as well as in this week's Parsha, the phrase in our current Parsha, naso et rosh, and in last week's Parsha, se'u et rosh, which literally means lift the head. But those phrases refer to counting. So the question begs, which is why does the Torah use naso et rosh to mean counting, to count certain people, as opposed to words that we would more commonly expect the Torah to use? And the answer to this is that from the Torah's perspective, counting takes on an entirely different meaning. Counting is not just a numerical census. It's not just tallying statistics. It's about elevating. It's about lifting. When you count someone from a Torah perspective, you elevate them and show that they are important. And so when we counted B'nai Yisrael in last week's Parsha, we are showing that every single Jew has significance, importance, and their own special mission to play. And so too in this week's Parsha, I heard something interesting which I wanted to share, which is that in this week's Parsha, it says, Naso et Rosh B'nai Gershon Gam Hein, also them. And that phrase is unique. What does the Torah have to say, also them? I heard from Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg a really fascinating explanation, which is that in the prior Parsha, we counted the descendants of Kahat. And Kahat had, the children of Kahat had a very important job. Their job was to carry the Aron, which was very, very special. But the descendants of Gershon, they carried items of seemingly lesser importance, things like the hooks, curtains, and other coverings. So the Torah says, Naso et Rosh B'nai Gershon Gam Heim, also them. Because you might say, well, the descendants of Gershon, they're not as important. They're not as special as the descendants of Kahat. But the Torah says, Gam Heim, also them. They're also need to be treated equally as special with equal importance. And that is a lesson for all of us, and especially for those of us that are in Chinuch, in Jewish education. Every child is significant and special, and every child needs to be counted. Gam Heim, each one, has significance that we have to consider as educators. I heard an incredible story from Rabbi Joey Haber. He told the story of a young boy named Shlomo who lives in Yerushalayim in Israel. At a young age, his parents got divorced, and he left his household. He grew up in a frum household, and divorce was so hard for him that he left, and he joined a ragtag group of boys who lived out on the streets, and they would sustain themselves by stealing from a local makolah here, a grocery store there. And since they were in Israel, they knew that all the stores were closed on Shabbat, so they had to steal twice as much on Friday to last them throughout Shabbat. And they would take turns. Different boys in the group would be responsible every Friday to steal a little extra so that the group could be sustained over Shabbat. And one Friday, it was Shlomo's turn to steal a little extra for the whole group, and it just wasn't working out. He tried this makolah, that grocery store, it wasn't panning out. The group saw a two-story apartment building, and they saw an apartment with a light on the second floor of this building. And there was a fire escape. So the boys convinced Shlomo, go up and see if they have any food in there. So Shlomo hopped the fence, climbed up the fire escape, looked inside the window, and he saw a pot of cholent that looked and looked incredible. So he picked up the pot of cholent off the crock pot, climbed out the window, down the fire escape, over the fence, and all the boys enjoyed this cholent. It was incredible. It was amazing. And then Shlomo takes the pot, runs back up, puts the pot back in the crock pot, climbs out the window again, and all is good. A week later, next Friday, this group finds themselves in the exact same position. They have no food for Shabbat yet again, and it's Friday, and everything is closed. So one of the boys says, let's go back to that apartment. Maybe they have more cholent there. And everyone says, are you crazy? Shlomo says, you're ridiculous. We went last week. They're going to lock every window. They're going to be on watch. They're going to be waiting for us. There's no way that we could go back a second time. But as time passed and as everyone got hungrier, they said, let's just go see. So they went back and they saw, sure enough, the same light was on. The same window was open in the very same apartment. So Shlomo hops the fence, climbs up the fire escape, goes into the window, and he sees two pots of cholent. And one of the pots had a little paper on it that said, Yiladim ze bishvilchem. Children, this is for you. And he takes the pot and he brings it to the rest of his group. But something changed in Shlomo in that moment. When he saw that note, something changed in him. When he saw the love and care from that family who had every reason to call the police and be ready to arrest them, this same family had a pot of cholent waiting for these boys. Shlomo was transformed. He went back home. He rejoined his family, and he ended up starting an organization that helped at-risk youth in Israel. And I tell you this story because this is the prime example of Gam Heim, also them. These boys had every reason to be discounted and discredited and not cared for. But Gam Heim, also them, they needed to be counted and included and loved like everybody else. That is the message of counting from a Torah perspective. Bezrat Hashem, we should all remember as we interact with our friends, our neighbors, we see people who we're friendly with, people who we're not so friendly with, but Gam Heim, every single, even them, also them, everyone deserves our respect, our love, and our care. It's a message for Jewish education, but it's also a message for every single one of us to live in our daily lives every single day. We'll continue with Tehillim, Perek Chaf. L'matzeach nizmor l'David. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezracha mikodesh mitzion yisadeka. Yiskor kol minchotacha v'latcha yidash nesela. Yitim lecha kil v'avecha v'choat tzadcha yimalei. Neranana v'shuatacha ovoshem elhinon migol yimalei Adonai kol mishalotacha. Ata yadati ki yoshia Adonai mishicho yaneu mishmei kacho v'gurot yasha yimino. Eile v'arechev ve'eile v'asusim v'anachnu v'shem Adonai elhinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nachalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nitodad. Adonai hoshia ha'melech enen av yom karenu. Per kufchaf aleph. Tila ma'alot etza inai el ha'arim me'ayin yabo ezri. V'nzvi me'im Adonai oseh shamayim v'aretz. Al yitem lamot raglecha al yanum shamracha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shamracha Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yemam HaShemesh lo yakeka v'yarech balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora yishmor et nashecha. Adonai yishmor teitcha v'orecha me'atavi ad olam. Perk Kuflamin. Shir hamala mimamakim kraticha Adonai. Adonai shima b'koli tiena aznecha tashivot b'kol tachanunai. Yem avonot tishmar yah Adonai miyamod. Kim chas b'icha l'ma'an tivarei. Yivit Adonai kiftan achshiv v'livaro hochalti. Machshil Adonai mishamim laboker shamim laboker. Echel Yisrael el Adonai kim Adonai ha-chesed v'arbei imo fedut, v'hu yifted et Yisrael mikol avonotav. Achinu kol beit Yisrael, hanetunim batzara v'ashivya, ha-omdim b'yem b'yam v'yem b'yabasha, ha-makum yirachem aleim v'yotiyem mitzara l'irvacha, ha-me'afel li'ora m'shibu l'geula, ha-shta b'agala v'zman chariv v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, let us say, Amen. Yishaberach for Tzahal. Yishaberach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, V'yivarech et Chayalei Tzeva Ha'Hagana L'Yisrael, Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Ha'Amdim Al Mishmar Arzenu, V'Harei Eloheinu, Ezvul Ha'Lomanon, V'Amimbar Mitzrayim, U'min Hayam Ha'Gadol, Alavo Ha'Arava, U'Vachom Makom Shehem, V'Yavasha V'Avir U'Vayam. Yitim Adonai et Oyveinu hakamim alenu nitafim mitneihem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yishmor v'yatzil et chayalim mikol tzara v'tzuka v'kol nega u'machala v'yishlach bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. Yadber sunenu tachteihem, yashrim b'cheter yeshua u'v'ater nitzachon, yikuyam behem ha'katu, ki Adonai elheichem ha'oleichim lachem, yilachem lachem im oyveichem l'oshir etzchem v'nomar amen. Yishaberach v'lecholim. Yishaberach avotenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo, hu yivarech et hacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Lachlimam Urfa'am, Uchazkam, Uchafiyotam, Yishlach Lehem Meher Afushim Amin HaShemayim, L'chol Barim L'chol Gideihem, L'chol Sherechol Yisrael, Rufut HaNefesh, Rufut HaGuf, Hashtah Badala V'zman Kariv, V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Levi. Really great to have you on. Very much appreciate it. Certainly looking forward to having you back. Please God, in your Hashem, in the near future. And once again, thank you so much to the Rebbetzin for all of her coordination and organization behind the scenes. She's a true treasure to the OU. We very much appreciate both of you, and a belated happy anniversary to the two of you. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.